53 teams of developers from the Army showed how to beat the bureaucracy boundaries so that the so often tie up their procurement system. And now the Army wants to use that model developed by the Apps for the Army contest more widely. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on results of that contest and where the Army wants to take this approach. So, Jason, let's start off with a little background. Apps for the Army, we've talked a lot about these apps for contests, a bunch of them floating around, but let's, because the Army one was a little bit different, let's talk about how it worked and the end result of the program, because I think they were pretty pleased.
They were very pleased, and actually the end result was just announced this week at the Land WARNET Conference in Tampa, Florida. The contest really was the brainchild of Army Chief Information Officer Lieutenant General Jeff Sorensen after seeing the successes of some other similar contests, such as Apps for Democracy, which was held right here in D.C., and led by a federal CIO, Vivek Kundra, when he was with the D.C. government. Sorensen also saw that in Afghanistan and Iraq, soldiers were developing local applications to meet specific needs. Sorensen wanted to tap into not only the innovation happening in the field, but also the ideas really from every soldier and Army civilian. The Army worked with the Defense Information Systems Agency to set up a development and testing platform on Forge.mil, and they used the Rapid Access Computing Environment platform called RACE to let soldiers and Army civilians develop apps on several different platforms, the Apple iPhone, the Google Droid, the RIM BlackBerry, and the Microsoft Windows Mobile. In 75 days, so from launch of the contest till they closed it, wow, 141 soldiers and civilians developed 53 web and mobile applications. And from that, a panel of Army experts chose 15 winners across five categories and awarded 10 others honorable mentions. Sorensen says the goal of the contest was to give power to the soldier to make the Army better.
We just gave folks an opportunity to create something that they felt from their own perspective would be useful for the Army. For an example, this particular app up here, which you spoke about, which is the fitness one. Today, you know, the Army's got a lot of documentation on how to do fitness. Essentially, what they did in a very simple app, developed this app so you had a one-stop shop that, you know, you didn't have to carry around a manual. You know, this was one of those things, just like I think they did with Apps for Democracy. No one kind of defined a requirement, but if you had, if you saw something that needed to be improved in the Army, the ability to go off and do that. So it was, process was nothing more than just, you know, opening it up.
Now, many of these applications are now available for downloading on the Army storefront. We'll have a link to it, but it's https://storefront.mil/Army. Right now, I've been told that the site's not working very well because there's so much excitement. So many people are going to it.
We're very excited.
They're overwhelming it. And those that are not on the storefront will be available pretty soon.
And so give us some examples. We talked a little bit about them earlier in the week, but some really remarkable examples of stuff, 25 winning applications that men and women in the Army developed.
There were definitely a bunch of good ones. I'm going to go through all the first place winners. Remember, these first place winners all received $3,000 in prize money, and we'll link to the entire list on federalnewsradio.com. So I'll start with developed for the iPhone and Droid, a telehealth mood tracker that lets users track their psychological health over a period of days or weeks. Another Droid application, Disaster Relief, to survey and disseminate and analyze data to create maps using Google Earth and Google Maps for Army personnel working in humanitarian crises. Another Droid application was called the Movement Project app. That helps with the road navigation for soldiers who can input threats, roadblocks, to help determine the best and safest routes, obviously probably commonly used in Afghanistan, Iraq, places like that. Another Droid application will give potential new recruits information about the Army, such as news feeds, the fitness test requirements, and really several other information and functions. And finally, a physical training program app developed for the iPhone. Major Greg Motes, who was leading that development team, says it's a simple request that led to the development of this app.
We took a look at the new training manual, which is a 400-page document, and we didn't want to just put a wall of words in a PDF into an application. And so we sat down as a group and started to break it apart and say, well, you know, what do we think we can get out of this? And from that, you know, we looked at, if we, you know, look at all the exercises, particularly the new exercises, and take those, and we can demonstrate how those should go in. Then also there's a new part of the manual that most soldiers aren't going to be familiar with, a new workout scheme based on your current phase and your readiness level. And so we broke those things out. And then, you know, as it stood, you know, we also wanted to look at, you know, adding more multimedia to it where we could. And from that, a short drive up from Fort Gordon to Fort Jackson, we met with the PT proponent at Fort Jackson, and they provided us with the videos. And so coupling all those things together, you know, we saw this as a new way that maybe training manuals in the future could be shown, something that is searchable and is fairly easy to navigate, but it also adds that media component.
Now, the Federal Drive, next week we'll talk to some of the Army app developer winners and get some more in-depth look at it. But very interesting that the way this came about, the way they developed it, and why they chose the iPhone versus Droid versus mobile Windows. It's a lot of good, interesting stuff going on.
Hmm. So with the success of this program used for this contest, the Army considering using this for other things more broadly even?
Yeah, I think the contest served two needs. The first and I think major reason was to get those applications to the warfighter more quickly. Sorensen says that was accomplished. He explains the second.
I think this is, in my viewpoint, portending a different way of how we might develop future apps to satisfy military requirements. I think at some point in time here we're going to extend this to the commercial sector. We're working right now, I think, with some ideas on how to do that with TRADOC and so forth. But clearly I think getting our soldiers and civilians to come in and provide or have an opportunity to provide them with the wherewithal to kind of show their skills and show their interests and so forth is the type of culture and type of environment we're trying to create here. Because clearly they had some innovation, some creativity, and some passion. And that's kind of what we want to harness here.
Now, Sorensen says the contest went actually so well that an acquisition decision memorandum from the Army's chief acquisition official and Sorensen's office is coming in the next few weeks. Now, this acquisition decision memorandum was on the table before the contest took off, but I think seeing the success, they're pushing it out there even more quickly. The memo, which we have talked about before, will define a common operating environment for all application development. It will tell soldiers and civilians and contractors how the Army wants systems integrated. They will simplify the fielding of systems from the standpoint that everyone knows what you're supposed to deliver, and so you can certify and accredit them in rapid fashion. Sorensen describes how this approach could be expanded in the near future based on specific needs.
Kind of put out a very simple contest to industry and kind of saying, well, look for an app to do XYZ. We'll give you 30 days. Come back and show us what you have. Then we have those that essentially have found this particular need vote on what they see now from this particular entity. And then we give them funding for 60 more days to develop it. 9 days, we have an app. And so we don't go through the process of, you know, writing a requirement document, doing an RFP, doing all the bureaucratic acquisition process that sort of slows us down in trying to deliver a capability. Now, we haven't walked through all the particulars on this, but I think this contest and how we did this contest portends a way of how we can more rapidly develop applications in the future using the collaborative forums to help define the requirements, using this contest, if you will, methodology to go out and actually have companies begin to participate and then build it in a manner that we can more rapidly bring it in.
Sorensen adds that the Army likely will use this approach over the next year with industry. They're still dealing with some legal issues, administrative issues from the first round contest, and they're going to apply those lessons learned the next time around.
Well, that helps. So Army doing this, other services all of a sudden saying, hey, they had some success looking at doing the same thing?
Well, interestingly, at first, Sorensen says they were kind of hesitant. They were doubtful or disbelieved.
The other services were hesitant?
Other services were. And they said, well, why don't you just put them on the web? And interesting, Major Motes, who developed the physical training application, described, he says, if I want to go through the web, it takes me 18 steps to get to my bank account through the web.
Right.
If I want to go do it through a mobile app, I can do it in 6 steps. And that usually gets people scratching their head and they go, I see the difference. So Sorensen says now that the Army's through their contest, the Marines are very excited about holding a similar contest. In fact, Sorensen says he's meeting with a Marine CIO, General George Allen, tomorrow at Landwehrnet to discuss more in depth about the contest. And additionally, DARPA is working closely with the Army on several similar ideas and approaches and eventually may have its own contest as well. So there's Sorensen says there's obviously a growing understanding and acceptance that not every application development needs to be slow and hard to succeed.
Yeah, well, and I think the speed, the agility with which they were able to do this was relatively slow compared to the DC version, but still compared to most Army development, it's lightning speed.
And the fact is, instead of saying, here's our requirements, he said, okay, here's what the platform is, tell us what you can do and where you see the need.
Well, and the other part of this is people were developing their own apps
right, exactly.
using what was out there anyway, so why not harness that?
And And they were developing in Iraq and Afghanistan for needs there. And you know what? If there's a need in one place, I bet there's a need somewhere else.
So we're just about out of time, but I didn't want to, did you find out any ways in which the winners, what are they doing with their winnings? $3,000?
$3,000.
Yeah, great.
Interestingly, I asked that same question to Major Motes, who helped develop the physical fitness application.
I think we're going to get iPhone 4s. I think at the very beginning, you know, we talked about at the school information technology, you know, possibly taking some of the money and having you know, a little banquet reception for, you know, the instructors and some of the students there. And then also, I'm pretty sure that we're going to donate a portion of the money to either the Fisher House or Wounded Warriors.
Oh, isn't that great?
That is great. So we'll have a list of all the winners on federalnewsradio.com, as well as a link to the storefront as soon as the people stop pounding it with pinging it to, so it doesn't get overwhelmed. And
come on, cloud computing.
You didn't ask that question. I wonder if they did.
Well, it's that's great that they're going to donate those funds. It just really warms your heart, doesn't it?
It does. And well deserved.
And you're going to have more tomorrow?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Tumman and Amy Morris. And of course, as always, federalnewsradio.com.
And as we said, the Federal Drive is chasing down a bunch of these folks, and they're going to talk to a bunch of them so you can get much more information on how they developed it, what their thought process was, because there's interesting story. Each one of them is an interesting story in and of itself.
And I'll be interested to see if this kind of, not only the Marines will do it, but other agencies. You see this EPA, for instance. Right. I know they've developed a couple mobile apps, GSA, if they're going to have contests as well.
Well, and the interesting one about this, in the DC apps for democracy, it was focused on citizen. These were really focused on helping internal, helping the Army do its job, right. and folks within the Army doing this. So what a great way to tap into the wisdom of crowds. Really remarkable, great work on their part. Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure.
And all of that is your DoD report. It comes to you afternoons at 40 minutes past the hour. It's brought to you by Dell. It is 52 past the hour. Just ahead, do GSA schedule contract prices represent the best prices, or is it just a starting point for negotiations? We're going to talk to Harvard professor Steve Kelman about that. Also about this Tech America panel that's looking at making offering some advice on a bunch of the management provisions, IT management provisions. They just had their first meeting this week. We'll hear how that went. We'll also have your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update afternoons at 30 past the hour. OMB looking at what is inherently governmental, and that's part of the reason why the Navy cyber IT workforce is reviewing the role of its contractors. We'll tell you about that just ahead. But coming up next, we'll tell you about, I'm going to go on News Channel 8 and talking about something actually really interesting, and we'll tell you about it just ahead. And Francis Rose is going to join us as well. So all of that, more. Stay with us. This is the Dora Beck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.